welcome to today's broadcast of It Is Finished with your host, evangelist and author, K.L. Rich. Thanks for tuning in today. Today is Friday, September the 25th of 2015. I pray that you're having a blessed, blessed day and that the remainder of your week continues to do so as well. We're in the weekend. Today is Friday, and I know that many of you are looking forward to having a break from the work weekend, and so we just love just being able to rest in God over the weekend for those of you who have off on the weekend. But the thing is let's not remember to always keep God first in every aspect of our lives, whether we on the job, whether we at school, whatever is going on in your life, remember to always keep God first. Before we continue on with today's broadcast, there are a few changes that I'm going to be making with regards to broadcasting. Okay, so we've been broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio. I believe we started in January, if I'm correct. However, I'm doing some changes because I'm trying to add some things to my website at www.klrichministries.com. Again, that's www.klrichministries.com. So what are those changes that I'm going to make? Okay, first of all, we have a new website. That is our new official website, www.klrichministries.com. Okay, the next thing is you can also get books on the website as well. So if you click on the books, it will give you the list of books that are listed that I have written, and all of them are available on Amazon.com. Now, prayerfully in the near future, we will have it where you could buy directly from the website instead of having to go to Amazon, and we're going to offer it at a cheaper rate compared to what you would pay at Amazon. So just look forward to that coming in the near future as well. Also, we are going to be broadcasting where you can go to the website directly and listen to the broadcast. So you do not have to go to Blog Talk Radio or go to YouTube. You can actually go directly to my website and click on the radio broadcast, and I will have each recording up every day. Normally I broadcast at 7 p.m. in the Eastern Standard Time. However, when the way I'm moving this is that you will be able to listen to it as soon as it's made available on the website. Again, that's going to be at KL Rich Ministry. So you can go to the radio broadcast tab and then click on that, and the new broadcast, you just click on the play button. I believe it might just automatically start playing for that particular day. So you just click on the radio broadcast and it should automatically start playing. But if it does not, then you can just click on the play button. Now, one more thing is that this is also available on your mobile device. So if you type in klrichministries.com, it will bring it up on your mobile device. I'm going to be changing that. It's going to come up with a different web address, but I'm going to have it where it's mmobile. It's going to be mklrichministries.com on your mobile device. So that's going to be coming up, but you should be able to still access everything on your mobile device. So if you want to listen to these broadcasts, then it'll be mobile ready. All right, I'm trying to think if there's anything else, any kind of changes. Again, these are the changes where you will be able to go straight to my website and click on the radio broadcast, and you'll be able to tune in, and you should be able to also do so from your Android, iPhone, or whatever cellular device, or Android tablet, whatever. You should be able to listen to this broadcast from there as well. Okay, one of the things, please keep this ministry in prayer. We're trying to bring you quality broadcasting quality headlines, and we're looking to, you know, trying to expand this ministry. And so we would really appreciate your giving, your donations. It takes funds to actually run a ministry. And many of you, if you're not already giving to some other ministry and God lays on your heart to give to this one, your funds will be greatly appreciated. All you have to do is go to, again, my website at www.klrichministries.com and click on the donate button, and it will take you securely to PayPal. So you can go and you can use whatever form you want with PayPal. So that information doesn't come to me. It goes directly to PayPal as a secure way to give. And they also give you a receipt, and we'll send it to your email box as well, showing that you gave to KL Rich Ministries. All right. Before we continue on, we want to, as always, keep in mind those who are in going through persecution, going through all the terrorist things that are being, the atrocities that are being done to the body of Christ. And so we want to keep our fellow brothers and sisters lifted up in prayer. One in particular I'm going to mention is Pastor Saeed, and that's going to go with this first headline that I have to give to you. Tomorrow, Saturday, September the 26th, his wife is leading out they're going to be leading out a prayer vigil on behalf of Pastor Saeed, who's locked up in an Iranian prison. He's been there, I believe, for 3 years. The United States failed to negotiate the release of him, as well as 3 other American citizens. And so they're doing a prayer vigil, praying for his release. Now, we know there's power in prayer, and so we want to please keep him lifted up. I put this on Facebook. If you're following me on Facebook, please, you know, if you're not following me, please do so up under KL Rich Ministries. Again, it's KL Rich Ministries on Facebook. I'm always putting headlines, the latest news on my website. On my Facebook page. So please follow me up under KL Rich Ministries on Facebook. And also you can subscribe to me under Evangelist KL Rich on YouTube. Or you don't even have to go to YouTube. You could just go directly to my website instead. Okay, so again, there's a prayer vigil. If you want to check out the website for the prayer vigil for Pastor Saeed, it's saeedvigil.com. Again, that's Saeed, S-A-E-E-D, vigil, I believe V-I-G-I-L.com. And it will give you more information in regards to what's taking place. I'm actually going to see if I can actually pull that up now in just a moment. But this first article, this first headline, it says, American pastor imprisoned in Iran, tasered, threatened with new criminal charges. Now, they already had him in jail for preaching the gospel, and he's been in there for 3 years, and they're going to try to add some charges to it. There's nothing he could do in 3 years. He's been locked up. Okay, and then they tasered him. Let me read the article. An American pastor in prison in Iran was interrogated, abused, and threatened with new criminal charges on Wednesday, according to a new report. The American Center for Law and Justice, which has been fighting for the release of Saeed Edini, states that the Iranian intelligence officers questioned the pastor yesterday and were both verbally and physically abusive in the process. During the course of interrogation, the officers repeatedly used a taser gun on Pastor Saeed. The organization reported on Wednesday, this new assault is concerning as Pastor Saeed is still being denied needed medical care for injuries sustained as a result of beatings in the past. The ACLJ also outlined that officers threatened Ebedini with new criminal charges. They claim that Pastor Saeed has connection with anti-government groups and has made statements and taken actions against the government of Iran, it said. Pastor Saeed denied all these allegations and once again asserted that he is apolitical and he has never threatened the security of or made any statements against or taken any action against the government of Iran. Abedini, a former Iranian Muslim turned Christian, left Iran in 2005 and moved to the United States with his wife and two children to find religious freedom after facing conflict with authorities for planting house churches in the country. In 2012, he traveled back to Iran to build an orphanage and visit his parents and was about to return to the States when he was taken into custody. Abedini was later charged with threatening the national security of Iran and for attempting to turn youth in the nation against from Islam and toward Christianity. He was then sentenced to 8 years in Iran's notorious Evin prison, but was transferred to Rajshahi Shah prison in 2013, which was believed to pose an even greater threat to Abedini's health and safety. He has reportedly experienced numerous beatings behind bars from both the prison guards and his fellow cellmates. Sorrow over the report that her husband was once again abused and threatened by the Iranian government. This is the wife. Okay, so he's been beaten by the prisoners. He's been beaten by the guards. He's been interrogated, tasered. Oh Lord, this is this reminds you of the apostles and when they were in prison and tortured and beaten and flogged and just because they were preaching the word of God. And so, you know what, let's stop right now and let's pray for him. Dear Heavenly Father God, I thank you for just allowing us to be able to come to you one more time, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to be with Pastor Saeed, be with his family, his wife, his children. God, I ask you to give him the encouragement that you did when you gave it to the apostles when they were going through similar persecution. God, I ask you to be with him while he's in his cell. Let your guardian angel give him the strength that he needs to sustain all the abuse that he's going through. I ask you, Lord, to allow him to be free, God, where he will be a living testimony as to the miracles and the works of you, God. I ask you, God, to whoever has the ability to make this happen, God, I ask you to make them move on his behalf, Lord. I ask for his freedom. I ask for his release. I ask for his protection. I ask for his strength, Lord. Lord, I ask this in your son's name we pray. Thank God. Amen. All right. We're going to go to our other headlines, but let's please, every day, please keep him lifted up. Please keep the other Americans that are in Iranian prison lifted up. Please keep in prayer the women and children who are being raped and sold into sex slavery just because they're Christians. And just again, just please pray for your brothers and sisters, because they're part of the body of Christ. We're all one body, and it doesn't matter what country you're in. It doesn't matter what your background. We're all one body in Christ. And if you're a follower of Christ, a true disciple of Christ, God expects we are our brother's keepers. And so therefore we need to be praying for each other, lifting each other up. It's, you know, the sad thing, there's not enough pastors and leaders that's saying anything about the Christians that's being persecuted. And what's so sad, just, you know, this morning I was online, you know, doing my normal articles, you know, researching my articles, and I saw a picture that was posted of T.D. Jakes and Rick Warren posing together in their selfie. and they were celebrating being at the Pope's visit, being able to attend because they had received a VIP invitation from President Obama. You can hardly find the words to say about that. Instead of them petitioning Obama to try to get the release of this pastor, they're posing, celebrating the Pope of his visit. They got a personal invitation, a VIP invitation from President Obama. What in the world? What is, you know, but you know what? It lets you know that they're false prophets, and it's no surprise. It's sad. It's really, really sad that you could be bought out, sold out. Come on now. What is going on? But the Bible tells us about this. There was a posting of a comment that T.D. Jakes said some years ago, I believe 2012, 2013, he was calling the Pope His Holiness. And I'm like, wow, really? So you all who want to say that he's a true prophet of God, there's nothing false about T.D. Jakes, Rick Warren, Joel Osteen, you need to ask God to open up your spiritual eyes, because something is wrong and they're false. They're false prophets. They're not of God. And no one that's of God will be able to just smile at the president while he's endorsing homosexuality. Smile at the president while he's endorsing chopping up babies. I mean, this is beyond just, we just want to be friendly with this president. This is demonic, and they're in league with demons. I was listening to a broadcast on Open Your Eyes People with Evangelist Anita Frances, and she was mentioning about how how T.D. Jakes' Potter's House, the staff had posted that they were being trained by FEMA. Now, we've talked about that. It's been a good while, but we've talked about that, I believe, last year, how pastors were being trained by FEMA and using Romans 13 so that when things happen, these very pastors are going to be the one to tell you, oh, you need to obey the government. Oh, you need to take your vaccinations. Oh, you need to do what the government says, because after all, Romans 13 says, obey your government. Let me tell you something. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. You obey the government, but as long as their laws do not supersede God's. And anything that they order you to do that is not of God, taking a mark or taking whatever demonic things they want you to do, do not do it. You obey God rather than man. Okay, we have headlines that I'm going to have to run through because I'm going to start keeping these broadcasts within an hour's time. And so normally I go almost an hour and a half, but we're going to start keeping it within an hour. I want to be mindful of your time, and I know that a lot of you get a lot of information, but we're going to try to really shorten these broadcasts so that they can be within an hour's time, especially once I actually start putting commercials and everything into these broadcasts on a regular. We're just going to keep it within an hour. All right, Saudi Arabia set to execute Ali Nimr amid uproar. A 21-year-old Saudi Arabian man is facing the death penalty. Ali al-Nimr was 17 when he took part in Arab Spring demonstration in Qatif in 2012. The government accused him of attacking police and being involved in criminal organizations. His uncle, Shaki Nimr al-Nimr, a Shiite cleric, was also sentenced to death and faces execution at any time. Okay, so, you know, as in the United States, we have always normally had the religious liberty or freedom of speech, freedom of demonstration, as long as it was peaceful. However, now we no longer have those type of things. And so, therefore, we have to know that we were once a free nation. But now we're not a free nation at all. And so, excuse me, so we are being transformed into a communistic, socialist, Marxist society. And this is eventually going to be happening right here in the United States of America. So they're going to kill this young man because he was participating in a demonstration. See, that lets you know, America was founded upon religious freedom, upon being able to peacefully assemble. And now a lot of that is going away out the door. Moving on. False alarm, tsunami warning triggers confusion in Connecticut. Yesterday, one of my Facebook friends, Brother Nelson, Facebooked me. He was like, did you see the tsunami warning? Or did you know about the tsunami warning? I believe he's in New York. He was like, did you know about the tsunami warning? I was like, no. He was like, it flashed across the screen and then there was nothing. So I was like, okay. So I kept trying to type it in and I couldn't find it. And I was like, you sure? He was like, yeah, you know, he saw it. He said it was there. And I believe they said something about tsunami warning. And then next thing you know, there was nothing. And so he was really, really puzzled by it because he was like, that is totally weird. So this morning, I see where there's a false alarm that it says the tsunami warning triggers confusion in Connecticut. And it says it was just a test. Thankfully, residents in Connecticut were jolted Thursday morning when the tsunami warning ran on some local stations. And it says the false alarm was in reality an internal test of the emergency announcement system that was mistakenly broadcast, according to the Connecticut Broadcasters Association. How did that happen? It seems like it's a little bit more to that story. Who would type in a tsunami warning, however they do it, and then put it across the screen? Is that something that's possibly going to be happening? Could it be something that's up the road that's going to happen? We don't know. They say it's an accident. It was an accident. That's really weird that happened. Moving on, Russian fighter jets enter Syria with transponders off. A U.S. official told CNN Thursday that Russian fighter jets turned off their transponders as they flew into Syria in an apparent attempt to avoid detection. The official said the fighters flew very close to a transport plane that had its transponder on and functioning. The U.S. satellites rapidly saw that the aircraft were there, according to the official. Okay, now, as we know, Russia has been doing this actually quite a bit, but they did it in Syria this time, and we're going to get into some more headlines about that. But they did it in Syria. And as we know, they're helping Syria with their trying to fight ISIS. And basically, they're also trying to keep the U.S. from trying to overturn the Syrian government. We know that the United States is trying to oust Assad, okay? And so, as U.S. does, they go in, tear up countries, ounce out the leader that was democratically elected, and then the country wound up worse off than it was before. All right, so Russia's like, no, you're not going to do that this time. They tried it a couple years ago. Russia backed them off, so they're doing it again. But Russia has a lot of military there now. So the U.S., what is going on? It's going to be a standoff between Russia, Syria. Is one of the groups, one of these groups, Helbana, I can't think of the name of the group, but it starts with an H. But anyway, Hebola. No, not Hebola. Okay, I'll get it soon. Anyway, they've linked up with one of the terrorist organizations, Hezbollah. That's what it is. I believe it's Hezbollah. And now Benjamin Netanyahu went to meet with the President Vladimir Putin to make sure that, you know, they were going to be okay. However, you know, Russia, Israel cannot trust Russia. And as you know, everyone's going to be against Israel in the last days, and they're there now. You can Israel really has no allies. There's not, I don't believe there's anyone that Rush can trust, especially the United States. The United States has stabbed Israel in the back, okay? So therefore, they've allowed for the Palestinian flag to fly over the UN. They've allowed for this Iranian deal to take place. That's a bad deal. You know, they're wanting to split Jerusalem. So it really, Israel has no ally. Israel, you better rely on God. That's your best bet. The only person who will help you out. You gotta rely on God. You have no allies. Not really. Everyone's going to be turning against Israel and in the last days. All right, moving on. Russian, Syrians, and Iranians setting up military coordination cell in Baghdad. Russian, Syrian, and Iranian military commanders have set up a coordination cell in Baghdad in recent days to try to begin work with Iranian-backed Shiite militias fighting the Islamic State, Fox News has learned. Western intelligence sources say the coordination cell include low-level Russian generals. U.S. officials said it is not clear whether the Iraqi government is involved at the moment. Okay, so you got Russia, Syria, and Iran. Now, all of these are enemies of the U.S. coordinating together. Could there be a war between the U.S. and Syria? Let's move on. We're going to get to that in just a moment. Traditional U.S. allies in the Middle East building up ties with Russia. The development of cooperation between Israel and Russia is another example of warming of relations between Moscow and the traditional U.S. ally in the Middle East, an article on NWD reads. It says the author pointed out that the move came at a time when the U.S. is building up ties with Iran, culminating in the recent deal over the Tehran nuclear program. The article also underscored the importance of the recent visit by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to Moscow. During the visit, both countries agreed on military coordination over the Syrian crisis. Currently, the Middle East is seeing some of the same dramatic strategic changes in the region since the Islamic Revolution in 1979. Four decades later, Russia appears to have started the restoration of the pre-Cold War era relations with the Middle East countries, especially those that feel scorned by U.S. policy toward Iran, the author wrote. Okay, so again, this is saying that allies that were normally with U.S. is now seemingly to be gearing towards aligning themselves with Russia. Why is that? Well, one of the things is we know a lot of this is about money. The U.S. dollar is, we're on the brink of an economic collapse, okay? So the U.S. dollar is not worth nothing. It's not worth its cents. There's no gold behind it, no silver behind it. It's not worth anything. It's like you might as well go to the store, buy some Monopoly money, because that's as far as the U.S. dollar. Many countries are turning away from the U.S. dollar. As we've talked about in previous broadcasts, you have BRICS who got together and formed their own banking system. You have Brazil. It consists of Russia. It consists of India, China, and I believe South Africa, I forget, I got to see. And then some other nations is also included in that as well. Okay, moving on. U.S. is preparing for potential war with Russia in the Baltics, German media says. The U.S. is preparing for a possible conflict with Russia in the Baltic states. The Pentagon has worked out various plans and performed numerous war games in order to be able to respond to an alleged Russian aggression. Okay, it goes on. For the first time since the end of the Cold War, the Pentagon has revised its response plans in case of a military conflict with Russia, paying special attention to Russia's direct neighbors in the Baltic region, the newspaper reported. The U.S. defense plan is focused on so-called hybrid warfare. It uses irregular troops targeted destabilization of the region by organizing mass protests and the use of cyber attacks on critical infrastructure. Okay, we know that just recently there was some some bombs going off, I guess you might as well call it, some explosions in China when China devalued their yuan. Then the next day there was explosion. Then I believe China had a total of 3 explosions, which we reported from naturalnews.com. Then there was an explosion in Japan on one of the U.S. bases. So this is this World War III seems to have already started. There's already an unspoken war between the U.S. and China. There's things lining up where they're getting ready. They're saying, oh, we're going to work with Russia. No, the U.S. do not like that Russia is keeping them from taking down Assad. And so, therefore, you know, the Russians are preparing for war against the United States, all right? So they're not bringing all this military equipment just for ISIS, okay? They can deal with ISIS. This is in case the United States decide to step in to keep them from taking down Assad, all right? So this is what's going on. Moving on, Russian naval flotilla heading for Syria. A fleet of Russian warships is bound for the Eastern Mediterranean for drills off the coast of Syria, the defense ministry said in a statement on Monday. The flotilla, led by the Black Sea Fleet, the Black Sea Fleet flagship, the guided missile cruiser Moskva, sailed from Stavropol, Crimea on Thursday and is due to reach the exercise area late on Sunday. Okay, so Russia is moving in their warships. This is not just for ISIS. This is not just for ISIS. They're saying, oh, it's a military exercise. No, they're moving their ships towards Syria because they're getting ready with the U.S. You see, this is no time to be playing around. If you don't know where you are in Christ, you need to know. You need to find out. Catholic president candidate explains why he won't listen to Pope Francis. On the same day, Pope Francis spoke to thousands of people in Washington, D.C. about the need to fight poverty and climate change. Catholic presidential candidate Marco Rubio went on Fox News to explain why he disagrees with the Holy Father on the specifics of those issues. Okay, he says on moral issues, he speaks with incredible authority. Rabol says he's done so consistently on the value of life and the sanctity of life, on the importance of marriage and on the family, but on economic issues, the Pope is a person. Okay, so he cited the Holy Father's historic criticism of capitalism and defended capitalism as being better for the poor. We have the same goal, providing more prosperity and upward mobility. I just honestly believe free enterprise is the best way of doing it. Now, Pope Francis, he believes in distributing the wealth, and we're going to go into that in just a moment. Pope visit to D.C. inspires hundreds to rally for climate justice. Okay, so we know Pope Francis, he says we have to fix climate change and then get back to all the other issues we care about. There is no such thing as climate change. How are you going to fix climate when God is allowing things to happen because of the sin that's in this world? See, the thing is, instead of the Pope talking about, well, we need to fix the climate, he needs to talk about we need to fix the sin that's going on in the world. And so, but see, the thing is, he's of the devil, okay? But he's going to talk about climate change, redistribution of wealth, allowing the immigrants to flood the country. And we're going to go into that in just a minute. LGBT Catholics alarmed with Pope remarks about unjust discrimination. Pope Francis made the comment on Wednesday in the context of family, marriage, and religious liberty. LGBT Catholics said they believe the term unjust discrimination challenges a specific history of antipathy toward gays and lesbians in the church. Okay, so as a history, the Catholic Church says that they're not for homosexuals. However, you might beg to differ because all their priests, well, let me take that back. I'm not going to say all their priests. A lot of their priests have been caught up in pedophilia with young boys, homosexual. That's homosexual stuff. Okay. So, but we'll see what happens. New York cops are jailing handymen for carrying a common pocket knife. Now, I was just reading this article, and New York is putting handy men in jail for a pocket knife, you know, the one you carry in your pocket and you can flip the blade out, they're going to jail over it. Now, first you had a ban on, you trying to ban guns, now they're trying to ban pocket knives. And if they're doing that in New York, where do you think they're going to do it next? All around the world. You can't have knives. You can't have guns. Come on, now they're trying to take away all the weapons that people are able to use, all right? They're trying to disarm everyone, all right? This is just nonsense. A man got 6 years over a pocket knife. Hadn't used it on anybody, didn't threaten anybody, but over a pocket knife. Okay, smiling Putin takes to American TV. Russian president insists he is not a Tsar and reports Syrian dictator Assad in the war against ISIS is rare. 60 Minutes interview. This is on 60 Minutes. It says Putin was speaking ahead of the New York UN summit he will attend tomorrow, which is, I guess, today. This miscriticism that he is a political Tsar, saying he does not fit. Also, veiled criticism of the U.S. military intervention in the Middle East continued to back Assad regime in the fight against ISIS in Syria. But he also praised Americans for their creativity in solving problems. Now, what he probably was actually meaning in their creativity to be able to create the problems. And then they supposedly, come up with a solution for those problems. All right, moving on. Russian army starts destroying Islamic State in Syria. The army of Bashar Assad has reportedly started crushing Islamic State militants that have previously seized the cities of Para and Homs. Western experts and journalists believe that the Syrian troops received substantial military assistance from the Russian military men at the base in Latakia. In addition, Russia has deployed modern weapons, including Air Force defense missile systems and aviation, having turned the area of the Russian base into a strong fortress. All right, so we're going to just move on ahead. Again, we're trying to keep this within an hour, and so I'm going to go to Pope Francis, and we know he made a plea to Congress for unity on the world's woes. So what did he touch on? He touched on religion, speaking about, well, you know, all of us, there are some good and evils in religion. Was he really trying to sugarcoat the evils of Islam, the things that ISIS is doing and trying? I mean, come on now, we can't sugarcoat it. Islam is a demonic religion of the devil. We know that the Quran was not of God, that the Quran is of the devil himself, okay? Muhammad was a false prophet. He was not a prophet of God. And so, therefore, when Jesus came down here, Jesus didn't go killing the masses, okay? Jesus was a prophet, the son of God, okay? The son of the living God. Not just a prophet, not just a teacher. He was the son of God, is the son of God, okay? And so, he has returned back to the Father after his death on the cross, and one day he's going to come back again as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, okay? So, therefore, this is demonic religion, okay? But the Pope is trying to teach peace and prosperity, okay? Then he goes into the New World Order things. He wants all people to eliminate new global forms of slavery born of grave injustices that can overcome only through new policies. He's saying all these things can be overcome by new policies and new forms of social consciousness. This is trying to promote socialism, a redistribution of wealth. You don't, you know, because you're a doctor, you shouldn't make more than what the person at McDonald's makes. So therefore, we want to redistribute the wealth. This is not of God. Immigration. He wants everyone to let to allow all these immigrants. This is pushing the Muslim, the Islam, and into all these countries, and therefore this is a demonic agenda that's taking place. And we want to just call it what it is, okay? It's socialism, okay? He's trying to push these immigrants. This is and this is of the devil, all right? While you got people talking about he's a Prince of Peace, Holy Father, he's looking like he's humble. And let me tell you something, the Vatican, while they're trying to redistribute the wealth, why don't we tell the Vatican to sell all that gold and all the stuff they got up in there? See, they're not going to do that, all right? But they're going to tell everybody else, oh, you can't live this way and you can't live that way, but then you're living in luxury. I don't care what the Pope does, how he says, oh, he's the common person, and and he's looking out for the poor, live as the poor do. That's a wolf in sheep clothing. See, when the Bible talks about false prophets, they don't come as a false prophet. They come as a meek and holy lamb. They want to look the part that Christ did. He wants to appear as he's humble as Christ, deceiving the masses. All right, so we're gonna go to the Word of God. He also with this distribution of wealth, the Agenda 2030, which we talked about. We're gonna go to the Word of God, and we're gonna see what God has to say. And we gotta be mindful of the days that we're in, that people are being misled by these false prophets. Okay, so we're gonna go to Okay, we're going to go to Micah chapter 2. That's in the Old Testament. Micah chapter 2. I'm reading out of the NIV. And we're going to start at verse 1. And it says, "Woe to those who plan iniquity, to those who plot evil on their heads. And mourn this life they carry it out, because it is in their power to do it. They covet fields and seize them, and houses and take them. They defraud a man's home, a man of his home, a fellow man of his inheritance." See, this is talking about defrauding people. And this is what the Pope and ones like him, the redistribution of wealth, you're defrauding people. They work for what they got, but you're going to tell them that they don't deserve to have what they have. So therefore, you're defrauding them. Can you imagine God allowing people to take Abraham's wealth, to take Job, when he blessed Job's wealth, saying, "Oh, you don't deserve that. You know, you didn't earn that. So therefore, I'm going to take it from you." Now, people might say, "Well, God took Canaan. Canaan was wicked." Okay, the walls of Jericho fell down, and you know, God took from the wicked and gave it to his righteous people, as long as they were acting right, when they acted right. Okay, so this is two different things. Okay, but you don't, this is, they're plotting the UN with this Agenda 2030, and they're saying, "Oh, we're looking out for humanity, we want to get rid of poverty." How are they trying to get rid of poverty? They're trying to get rid of people on the planet. Their main mission is to get rid of people. If you don't believe it, Google it. Look up depopulation. You will find it. Where they want to bring the world right now, I believe, has 7-point-something million people on it. They want to bring it down to 500 million. Okay, so you're going from 7-point-whatever billion people on the planet, and they're saying they want to bring it down to 500 million. How are they going to do that? In your water, in your food, and in your vaccinations. That's how they're going to do it. Water, food, vaccinations, and you can even add war into there. Okay, so that's the agenda. If they don't feel like you're worthy to stay on the planet, they're going to try to eliminate you. Why do you think there's a such push on vaccinations? They know why. They know these vaccinations are no good for people, but they're pushing it because they're putting junk in there to shorten your lifespan. And they're trying to push it with children. And see, even though, you know, people say, "Oh, well, Ben Carson, he's a good guy, whatever." And I'm not saying he's a bad guy. The thing is though, but he's for vaccinations. He's a doctor. He's for vaccinations. But these vaccinations are not helping. They're actually harming people. Moving on. "Therefore, the Lord says, I am planning disaster against the people from which you cannot save yourself. You will no longer walk proudly, for it will be a time of calamity. And that day men will ridicule you. They will taunt you with this mournful song. You are ultimately ruined. My people's possessions is divided up. He takes it from me. He assigns our fields to traitors. Therefore, you have no one in the assembly of the Lord to divide the land by plot." See, you know, people are planning all these things. You know, you got the UN. They just came out with this 20 agenda. We've already talked about Agenda 21, but this Agenda 2030 now on steroids. So in 15 years, they're trying to say that they're going to eliminate poverty. It's going to be a better place for mankind. No, this is diabolical. This is demonic what they're doing. And you got to really just read. We went over Agenda 21, and we will go back over it again. But the thing is that you really got to understand what, you know, when they're talking about sustainable government, it's actually dressed up is mind control, people control, redistribution of wealth, and whatever else they want to do. Okay, moving on. In the Bible, we're still in Michael chapter 2, and we're going to verse 6. It says, false prophets. So you got the Pope, who is this religious leader, who's there saying, oh, well, he's not in politics. Yes, he is. He's telling you to allow countries, immigrants in your countries. That's political. He's telling you redistribution of wealth. That's political. It's going in with this UN agenda. It says, do not prophesy. Their prophets say, do not prophesy about these things. This grace will not overtake us. See, these are the false prophets who don't want you prophesying truth. They want you to prophesy lies. Okay? You got your prophets who doing that. Your T.D. Jakes and your Rick Wilds and your Joel Osteens and different ones that are doing that. Okay? And they're going to be the very ones who are deceiving. They're already deceiving people. But, I mean, they're going to be deceiving even more. Because why? Because people don't read the Bible for themselves. They rather just go with the title and not read the Word of God for themselves. It goes on to say, should it be said, O house of Jacob, in the spirit of the Lord, is the spirit of the Lord angry? Does he do such things? Do not my words do good to them whose ways are upright? Lately, my people have risen up like an army, like an enemy. They strip off the rich, make robes from those who pass by without a care. Little men returning from battle. Okay, it goes on to say, you drive the women out of my people from their pleasant homes. You take away my blessing from their children forever. It goes on, it says, get up, go away, for this is not your resting place. Because it is defiled, it is ruined beyond remedy. If a liar and deceiver comes and says, I will prophesy for you plenty of wine and beer, he was just a prophet for these people. What is the Bible saying here? People want to hear good things. They want you to say, oh, you're going to be wealthy. You're going to have a lot of money. You're going to have a big house, a fancy car. See, as long as you're prophesying those things, people are going to listen. They believe, yeah. You see, you know what? And it's sad because people want to be deceived. I know a lot of people on my Facebook page, I've had a lot of them, you know, they remain friends, but they unfollow me. Why? Because I'm not telling you you're going to get a big house. I'm not going to tell you you're going to get a big car. I'm not telling you all these things. So, but they want to hear, oh, yeah, you're going to be prosperous. And all of us want to be prosperous. Don't get me wrong. However, we have to speak the truth. We have to speak the unadulterated word of God. And all the time, that's not going to sound all nice and fuzzy and where you want to pick butterflies. And it's not going to sound good. But the times that we're in, people need to know the truth. They really need to know the truth. And so many people are being misled. Why do you have all these people, thousands of people, going to raving over the Pope and the holiness, and he's not holy. There's the holiness, your holiness, T.D. Jakes, your holiness. No, he's not. Prince of Peace. No, he's not. That's Jesus. Vicar of Christ. No, he's not. Vicar of the devil. And then people are so deceived. He's a nice man. He's gentle. He's humble. He has the solution to all the problems. You know who has the solution to the world's problems? The Lord. The Lord is the only one who has the solution to the world's problems. You got to get in your word. You got to know what God is saying. You got to understand the times that we are living in. How do you think the Antichrist is going to come to the scene and deceive the masses? It's going to be alongside with the false prophet, a person that everyone is going to believe in. See, the people are not reading their Bible. Who is the most influential world leader that is in this world right now? He's right here in the United States, the Pope, whoever has the title, the Pope. who is going to be the one that's able to deceive people in such a mass quantity that they're not going to even ask any questions. It's the Pope. And that's going on even in your churches. People don't study the Word of God for themselves a lot of times. A lot of people are just, they go to church, and they go to church, and then they listen to what the pastor has to say, and that is the end of their Bible study for the week. They too busy up in scandal. They too busy in empire. Some of this mess that, you know, we as Christians have no business really watching. You know, I had to get out of that. I never seen Empire, but, you know, I had to get out of that. You know, God convicted me to get out that stuff, because you can't follow God and be watching the stuff that goes against God. I mean, it's kind of, you know, you can't, if it's full of sex and greed and drugs and. I mean, all these things, homosexuality, all the things that God is against, but yet we're endorsing it. Girl, did you watch Scandal? Did you see what happened in Scandal? Girl, did you watch the half and half nots and how she slept with this one, but then she lied to this one and she tricked this one? Did you see the soap operas? Come on now. So many of us have been caught up in that. And that's how the devil gets us, because he gets us that because we're not on spiritual alert, because we're too busy trying to listen and be like the world, the things of the world, and we're not on alert. We're not. We're really not on alert like we should be. And that's why we're so deceived. Someone posted something on my Facebook page this morning. And, well, why are we attacking the Pope? And we need to grow up. I told him, no, we don't need to grow up. You need to grow up spiritually in Christ. Let him open your eyes up. And see, this is why you have so many deceived. Because they're spiritually blind. And the devil, he's taking advantage of it. If you have not accepted Jesus into your heart today, I ask that you say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I accept Jesus into my heart today. Fill me, cleanse me, make me anew. Forgive me for all of my sins. Have mercy on me, Lord. I accept you as the Son of the living God. And if you have said that prayer, then welcome to the body of Christ. God loves you. He cares for you. He sent his Son down here to die for you. And all you have to do is accept him into your heart today. God loves you. Again, we are going to be back on Sunday for an hour of power. No news, just an hour of power, going over the Bible, learning what the Bible has to say. If you are not following me on Facebook, please follow me on Facebook again on the KL Rich Ministries. Go to my website, klrichministries.com. Please donate. We need your donations in order to continue this broadcast. Please donate. Go to the donate button at klrichministries.com. Donate to the cause of this ministry, of this gospel, getting the work out. If you're donating, you're helping to spread the gospel. And that's what we're supposed to be doing, is spreading the gospel. So we as a ministry do need your donations. Also, let me make this announcement again. We are going to be changing things where everything's going to be on our website. So that means the broadcast, the radio broadcast, everything is going to be on the website. Instead of having to go here, go there, it's going to be on the website. And we're just looking to expand some things. And that's why your donations are important. Again, that's www.klrichministries.com. Again, that's www.klrichministries.com. We will be back on Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central. Now, the thing is, when I when I put these broadcasts on, you'll be able to actually listen to it at any time you get ready. So for right now, we're going to be doing, I believe, Blog Talk Radio till the 1st of the month. But then I'm going to switch this radio broadcast to my website at korichministries.com. And you can go to the website, click on the radio broadcast, and listen to it from there. God bless you. Until next time.